Are you black? Are you educated? Are you broke? Not alone.
Woo! Yeah. Now this is how you start a show. Just like this. You feeling me? Okay. Yeah. Pen and paper with a custom flow. When you're blessed like this, you supposed to blow. When it feel this right, now you can't go wrong. Cause we black, educated, and broke.
What?
But not for long.
Not for long.
Uh-huh.
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 Not for long.
Hey, we black and we educated. Topic of the conversation now that we activated. We up and we elevate. It's giving what it's giving. Forever how we living. Mind on the business, but it's knocking like a witness light.
Not for long. 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 Not for long.
What's going on? We are back here on Black Educated and Broke. Hashtag, but not for long. Indy, what it do, boo?
Hey, it's your girl Indy with the T.
You know, she be always having this soft voice, like she about that. And knowing that this is, she is an Aries. Let's just be clear. So she got big energy. I don't know why she be trying to play.
Passionate, not aggressive.
Allegedly.
They like to confuse the they like to confuse the two.
Okay, that what she has said. Hey, Ron Ron, I can't see you, but I think I see something.
Wherever you see a king, there's always three beautiful queens.
You better know what to say on this damn mic, boy. Look, and actually, from my viewpoint, I see that nice new shiny ring you got there, Mr. Married Man.
All right. Okay, yeah, congratulations.
Man. I'm a married man now.
Have I'm we talked to you streets. since the wedding?
Nope.
So, as a quick little recap, because I know you're a man, you're not going to give a lot of details anyway, but how was the wedding?
Yes, tell us.
It was cool. So glad it's over. And, I'm only doing this thing one time.
Yes.
One time. Just everything we had to go through, bro. Like, nah, this is it. I don't see how people do this 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, something. Nah, dog. The money I had to put up to? Nah, dog. I'm good.
Well, I mean, right now, you can just tell our audience, just because this is not going to be a negative, I'm going to spin it to a positive. But how old are you, Ron?
I'm 41.
41. So I think that's good for people to hear that because, you know, people are like, oh, he don't want to settle down. What I'm learning when is the man is ready to settle, no matter what age, he's going to settle. But a lot of times, I feel like it'd be a little older. So, but shout out to, listen, for y'all, like, girl, he didn't, wait till you get over 40. Well, there's still hope. Shout out to Ron.
I had to get a lot out of my system. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, at I had 40 that. Years worth of stuff to get out?
Man, I've been at this since I was
right.
12.
Oh.
I jumped off the porch at an early age, boo-boo. I've been out here doing this thing. So
it didn't exhaust early since you've been so out here.
Right.
No. It kept rolling. a new challenge, a new conquer. You know, I always had something to do, but you know, it got to the point where it's like, you know, I didn't hit a career level of minutes in the game. Time to come on out. I found something special worth settling down with.
Yes.
Went on ahead and did the damn thing. This is it, man. Ain't gonna be no 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. This is it, man.
Locked in. He ain't
if
switching.
If this
up.
Don't work, I'm for the streets.
Okay. No. No. And no.
It's gonna work.
No. I'm good for the rest of my life, no doubt.
No. Congratulations, Ron. And I wanted you to tell
Thank
that story because I think it's so fitting in a relation to the guest that we have today. Right, so me and my girl Indy, what we had did? Where did we go, Indy? What did we do, girl?
So on Sunday, we saw the behind-the-scenes rehearsal of "Peace Be Still" Woo! By Kinique, and it was really, really, really good.
Yes,
like and the food I don't even know. I don't even know what I was expecting by Miss Kinique Sky, but I really just kind of went in there, like you know, I like. Plays. I grew up on Tyler Perry stage plays, so I always liked the stages plays more than the movies. So I was like, okay, I'm ready for this. Got in, and I could just feel the story without needing all the props. So that was big for me, you know?
That is always like the dead giveaway when you still have all the emotion and it's not a full production.
Right.
Girl, imagine, especially with the costume changes. They're going to have that dramatic lighting when it's needed.
Right.
Oh, I'm here for it.
You're
I'm
just picturing everything as it goes because the acting isn't distracting from the set. Like, you know what
Yet.
I mean? So the act, well like, said. Yeah, the, or the set isn't distracting from the acting.
Yeah.
But the, yeah, it was full.
Okay, I know we keep teasing, like, she's not, like, sitting here literally
right
with the sweater.
Yes,
but in the building, we have the, okay, because she ain't just no anybody. She is the, okay, Miss Kanique Sky.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Kanique, girl, you know you did that, right?
That's what I'm hearing. That's what I'm hearing.
You don't believe it?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, the thing about it is I'm moving all of my work from Los Angeles to here. And, you know, but still, it's my art. You know what I mean? So, you know, it's subjective. And so this is a different, a completely different crowd. And so to hear how Atlanta is, like, responding is just, it's amazing. It's insane. It's wonderful.
So that brings a good point. So you got the LA crowd and the Atlanta crowd. How are they different?
They're way different.
Yeah.
So being in LA, it feels like it was more about just the art. Like, I felt like people really just wanted to see who I was as a writer. You know what I mean? And because they, once they saw the quality of the work and the details, and it was just kind of like, whoa, who is this chick? Like, you know, out here, everybody's, it's a lot more of the, well, who's in it? Or all of the stuff. You know what I mean?
Right,
versus
right.
The art itself.
Yeah.
And so I have to fight against that versus just the work being great.
Yeah.
Then it's like, well, it needs validation by who's a part of it or da-da-da. It doesn't matter. Like, I have all these awards and Angela Bassett said. CNN said. You know what I mean? Like, I have all of that. And everybody's still like, well, who, what? You know, da-da-da. It's that. So, you know, learning to navigate that so that it gets in front of the youth of the industry so that, you know, now you guys are the voice. I'm not the voice.
Yeah.
I have people who've seen it and witnessed it and can say, no, I vouch for this.
No, I, 1,000%. And not to just necessarily compare to Mr. Perry, but I have a lot of respect for him. Just even being on his set, mostly doing background, but it's always a privilege and a pleasure. But I too grew up on his plays. Mm-hmm. And one thing that I feel like I was respected about him, you know, whoever who started, it might not be a who's who. Nobody doesn't know them. He kept them. And even now, as I see him do casting for movies or shows, these are actors no one really knows yet. So I feel like he gives that opportunity. So regardless of who A-list is going to be in it, I feel like you stay in your own lane. Yes. It manifests beautifully.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Just phenomenal talent. All I need is great storytelling.
Yeah.
All I need is some other people that, you know, are really, you know, and I like to use the word thespians versus actors because I feel like that differentiates the level of the work ethic.
The work.
Can you explain to them what I just literally said that on the last show that I felt like a thespian. Can you explain the difference of a thespian versus an actor?
You know, a thespian is about the work. You know what I mean? We're literally about the art of, like, storytelling and becoming, not acting, becoming. And, you know, just it's about the process is just as much as the outcome versus, you know, no shade to anybody, but you know what I mean? It's not about rich, famous, lights, camera, action.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's really about being a student of the craft forever. You know what I mean? And really, you know, putting that heart into it and that work into it. And it's not about the glitz, the glam, the red carpets and all that stuff that come with it. It's about doing great work and telling truths and becoming real people versus characters and, you know, what's popular or whatever that may be.
You have really nice skin, by the way. As I'm talking, her skin's so nice.
I'm caught up.
I can be random like, girl, just roll with it. But
listen, queen, I appreciate it.
Like, yes, ma'am.
So I was interviewing some of your, do you call them cast members? Okay, so some of your cast members. And I realized that a lot of them never did it before or, like, that this was their first experience. How did you go about trusting that process when it came to, like, inexperience?
Well, I'm a visionary. And I'm very meticulous about the characters really lending themselves to the essence of who this particular character really is.
Mm-hmm.
So I can spot people like, oh, that's so-and-so. Now, with that has to come a willingness. I'm an acting coach for a living. That's my day job. So I can see when I can get you there. You know what I mean? And then there has to be, like I said, a desire, a hunger, a willingness, and a wanting to be a part of it and wanting to do the work.
Right.
Because I'm not like an easy director per se.
Mm-hmm.
I have a very strong work ethic. And the reason why my shows have done what they've done is because, you know, we do the work.
Yeah.
So it has to be a willing spirit and we can make it happen all day.
Yeah.
Like, writing is there, all that good stuff, you willing to do the work?
Yeah.
We're gonna take it all the way home.
Okay.
So what was your inspiration for wanting to get into this acting world?
The acting world, I was just, that's just who I am.
Like, I don't remember really not knowing that I would act. Acting is something different. Acting was the easy part. This producing, writing, directing thing, that's something different. But, you know, from a young child, I think my very first play was like 8 or something, 8 years old. I'm born and raised in Columbia, South Carolina.
Okay.
And so I started doing, you know, like I did a school play, and then, so first of all, let's be clear. I was one of the only, well, I was, might have been the only, but definitely one of the only few black kids that were in this particular school.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were doing a school play, and they needed a witch. Well, there was a girl in my class that had red hair, right?
Yeah.
And so they, you know, she just looked more like a witch.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I just felt like in my spirit, I needed to be the witch. You know what I mean? Like, hey. I felt in my spirit, I should be the witch.
Right.
And so she choked one day in rehearsal, baby.
Oh, when it's meant to be, it's meant to be.
Right. Okay, I knew everybody's lines. My mom would be like, why are you learning everybody's lines? I was like, I got to know when to come in. You know what I mean? This was second grade now.
Okay.
And so Margaret choked. I never forget
her. Oh, Margaret.
And baby, I was like, teacher.
Thank you.
And so I jumped in, and they were just like, I just remember them just being like, it was almost like a thing, you know what I mean? And so they took me to the side afterwards, and they gave me candy.
Yeah.
And if anybody know me at all, they know I'm greedy. I like to eat. So they gave me candy. I was like, you mean I get to act and somebody going to give me candy?
Right.
This is what I'm doing.
Locked in.
And that's how it started.
I love it. That's funny. I love it.
Yeah. So I honestly, I don't remember ever not knowing that this is what I would do. And not this acting, writing, producing, directing, no.
Yeah.
But acting, yes.
Okay, so from, boom, second grade, that was, like, the start. But where was, like, okay, now we're rolling. When was that feeling?
Well, it really
place?
Kept going because everybody that I was around would be like, this child is special, and we need to do this and do that. So I started, like, being in regional theater. So I started, like, doing real theater. And then it just was always something. I was always doing something. So I knew, you know, that I would be in the industry. Graduated high school, moved to Atlanta, started touring with Tyler and Kenny Leon and Shelly Garrett and, you know, Alliance
Theater.
Oh, yeah,
so you worked with Tyler. So that was a part of that process.
Oh, yeah.
Process.
I toured with Madea's Class Reunion.
Okay.
And so, you know, I've worked with all the hitters, basically. I mean, you know, a lot of them for sure, especially in the Southeast, as an actress.
Mm-hmm.
And so I moved to L.A., long story short, lost my father to cancer. It was kind of like, I don't know if you've ever lost someone, grief kind of just drives you to do drastic things.
Yes.
So after I lost my father, I picked up and moved to LA. Then I wanted to focus more on television and film because I'd always done theater.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, waiting on the phone to ring, I'm like, you know what? Maybe I can write a play. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, give myself a job.
Yeah.
Wrote a play in 4 days.
Oh, girl, you was ambitious.
Wow.
Literally wrote it in 4 days, put it up. At the time, you know, I'm calling on my actor friends or whatever, like, hey, we got this play, let's do it, you know, whatever, we'll do it. A year later, I'm nominated for 7 NAACP.
Let's go.
A year later, you have the stats. Like,
so it was pretty bizarre. It was like crazy. You know what I mean? I'm like, what is this? And so it really made me petrified because I was like, I don't really know that I know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Like, what if this is fluke, some beginner's luck, some whatever. So I got
imposter syndrome.
Because I mean, who know? I went back later on and started looking at books and writing books and stuff. And I was like, how did I just know all the stuff it was teaching me? I naturally just did. And it was amazing to me that I just naturally wrote that way.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's when you know it's a gift.
Yes.
Yep.
And then when I started getting the reactions from the audiences and stuff, I was like, oh, mm-hmm.
Yes.
Like,
yes, anointed.
People are like, you know, really being impacted by it.
Yeah.
So I'm just, you know, trying to create a job for myself as an actress. And then this whole other thing gets revealed to me. And then I slowly start accepting that calling because that's a whole nother level of
acceptance. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, now, like, this is ministry? Like, wait a minute. That's not what I signed up for. I just want to act.
You know, I didn't know you changed your path.
And then, you know, once stuff is, it becomes undeniable, I'm just like, okay, God.
We love a believer on the show because, listen, we love Jesus.
Faith is strong. And, you know, let me tell you something. I grew up in the church. Like, all of my uncles are pastors, all of them.
Oh.
So that is why I don't write, like, my family doesn't come to see my show.
Why?
My family's right here. You know, they don't come. Because I grew up in such a religious background that for a long time, like, me finding my own truth and finding my own way, I steered away from it because I felt so judged, so rejected, so condemned, so all the stuff. So I intentionally, even though, you know, you're talking about a Christian therapist who gets involved in their married patient, right?
Yeah.
So you're obviously dealing with, you know, real topics, but I deliver them in a real way.
A real way?
You cannot tell the truth if you don't tell the truth. And a lot of times Christians want to sugarcoat stuff.
Girl, listen.
And then people can't get anything from it because you're not going to tell the truth. Yeah. Tell what we really deal with and how it really happens and the realities of it so people can know that, yes, I can go through this, but I can heal. Yes, I can go through this, but that doesn't make me condemned to hell forever.
Right.
Yes, I can go through this and I can forgive myself and God can forgive me and I can move forward and I can still be blessed. And
yes. Amen, girl. That's for real, because people don't believe that when you're so invested in the church sometimes in that certain mind frame, you really forget what you're teaching is that God forgives.
Absolutely.
He loves all.
That none of us are perfect.
Like, he says it.
It's impossible for us to be perfect. So when you create this intangible thing that people can't ever really reach,
yeah,
then you can't reach them because you're setting this bar that's so high that they're just going to say, okay, I can't do it. I'm not worthy. I'm whatever. So I'm just going to go and
that's
do whatever. But if you show people, yes, we go through things. Yes, we have struggles. Yes, we have to learn from our situations. Yes, sometimes we have to ask forgiveness. Yes, sometimes we have to forgive ourselves. Sometimes we have to support our friends through their mess until they get it.
Yeah,
like all the stuff. And that's what my writing is. You know what I mean? And that's why I feel like people are so impacted and feel so passionate when they see it, because it's like, oh, I can relate to that for real.
Yeah.
I think your play, it has a healing to it. And even it seems as you're telling your story, like it's a healing for you as well.
Absolutely.
Like it's a release. I let you, because you know, just sharing it, I'm like, wow, yeah, especially about talking about the church talk and how times, you know, some family members, oh, you getting too worldly, so you got to stay. Like, that is real.
It's so real.
And I think it's so dope you're exposed. Like, listen, you can still, God will still show favor. I think that's important to switch that message so they can see, like, listen, it ain't the end of the world because them teachings will make you feel like you are going to hell and you're not.
But I think that also is why, like, there's just such a war on, like, spirituality right now. I feel like it's just, like, people feel like they can't really, you know, go to God or be with God without being in a certain way. Like, and I think that's just confusing the vision, where it's like God is supposed to love all of us no matter what. But you're dividing us and you're separating us with these. When people make mistakes, now the church is banning you. I was just listening to a podcast with Crystal Renee off Sisters in DeVille, off Sisters, and they were basically just saying, like, they grew up, their church grew up just like you grew up in the church, in that, you know, they're not as well. DeVille was saying that he's not as close to God and church and things like that because the church shunned, like, his brother had a baby at 17, and like, it just, like, the church just started talking. Everybody's talking mess, but it's like, we're talking mess like we don't make our own mistakes on a day-to-day.
Absolutely.
Like, God is not going to show favor regardless. He's supposed to forgive us. He died for our sins. What happened to that? Are going to happen.
All right, Deaconess, you better talk over there.
I'm just saying.
It's the truth.
That's just what makes it hard. So I think that's where the you know, bringing stuff like that in, like your play and your writing, your work, bringing that awareness to people, even if they don't, masses of people don't see it, you know, just changing one person is good enough.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, because, honey, one thing I've learned is my plays evoke the ugly cry.
Say that, girl.
So it's just like, that was overwhelming. My first experience with that, I just didn't know. You know what I mean? You're putting up a play and the first time you ever put it in front of an audience and you're like, the reaction was, it took me aback. You know what I mean? I was just like, these people are really, like, for real feeling,
like,
this.
Somebody can pinch you, you're not dreaming for
it. It was crazy. And that was the part that was like, you know, that was a slow walk into the realizing how impactful it was. Because I just thought I was being entertained. I didn't, like I said, I didn't sit down like, oh, I want to be noble and change lives. I was just like, okay, I'm writing. Like, and the way the stories unfold to me, I see it like a movie, and it's like I hear the voices and I just transcribe. Like, I just write. And it's like I almost can't write as fast as it I'm
coming to you.
So I just hear it. I don't think of what the person has to say. I just hear it. And so, you know, I feel like I have those same experiences you guys have when the revelations come and the things that happen in the play, and you're like, and I have right. Those same when I'm like, writing it. That's how it happens.
Yeah.
That's how I feel like, girl.
Clutch them.
Especially the end of the play.
I'm writing, girl.
Like, I can't, listen, y'all.
This time I said I'm going to put a camera on the audience.
You got
need people to see how people react.
Yes, film, and then you can.
It needs to be a camera just turned on.
Promote that. Yeah.
I highly suggest you do that because yeah. I know everybody mouth was on the floor like, oh shit.
And now you know there's got to be a part three.
You know it's
gonna have to be a part three now.
Maybe not.
What in the world?
So when you're writing these, like, where is it coming from? Is it coming from experience? Is it coming from listening to other people's stories, or just literally just creative thoughts from just
It all depends, because I think you hear things and you know that you don't realize even stays with you or stays kind of embedded in you, but. I wrote Pieces, which is the part one of this,
right.
Simply to prove to myself that I was a writer. So I said, if I can make the antagonist the main character and make people question what they thought they were going to think about her when they see how it happened.
How it unfolds, right?
Then I'm a writer. If I can successfully do that, and then I'm a writer. And that's literally why I came up with the premise. I was like, oh, okay, I'm going to make the mistress the main character, and then make the audience like,
right, exactly.
Yeah,
and refer. Exactly. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I'm already thinking, like, if I, because I know Pieces already played. So hopefully you bring it back. I know you already brought it back twice because it was popping. We just want maybe three times a charm. But now right. I'm thinking, like, when you talk about the antagonist being that you may change, I'm like, I get it now. So this is good. Like, I like when you got to kind of think and you got to. Because I don't want it to be just so easy to figure right, out. Like, right. That just takes away the fun.
Yeah.
Like, when I watch a play or a movie, like, I want to be in suspense. I want to try to figure out. And I want you to trick my ass at the end. Like, get the girl.
I love that
type of reaction.
Yeah. I stay well ahead of my audience.
Yes.
I got y'all over here, and the real stuff is happening over here.
It's a visionary.
So y'all be like, I'll be like, girl, yeah.
It's okay. Yeah.
It's okay.
I love it, Kenique. This is going to be so good, guys. You got to make sure you get your tickets. Look, and they are selling like hotcakes, honey, because I was looking. I said, oh, sold out. Damn, right. It's the last day. So that's how good it is. Again, it's going to be on April the 20th at the Georgia Tech.
Mm-hmm. For the arts.
For the arts. Okay, so you know that's like a big old... Listen, because how many can that stadium, that theater hold? About
900.
Like,
and this is the biggest I've ever seen, so I need Atlanta to come. Atlanta to turn out. And I almost did not accept this, because they called me. When I first looked at this venue, this was like over a year ago when I was just looking at venues and didn't know about capacity and this and that. I was just looking. And they ended up calling me out of the blue last October, November. And then I was like, so how many seats is it? And they were like, 900. I was like, oh, I'll call you right back. Right? Call them people back for 2 months.
Yeah.
I was waiting on them to call me to tell me it was booked. And they never did. And then so I had to start reaching out to my mentors and stuff and being like, is this God or is this the devil? Is this a trick?
Right. Am I being tricked? Hold on now.
So I had to figure that out for myself. And so once I realized, okay, God is moving me and he wants me to operate in faith and not... Kenique, because Kenique got a to-do list. Kenique got a planner. Kenique got her Excel spreadsheet. And she would plan some stuff, baby.
Go,
so
Kenique.
God had to step me outside of what Kenique could plan for and that's say, I'm going to need you to trust me on this.
Right.
And I'm going to need you to trust that I'm going to put the right people in your path and everything that needs to happen is going to happen. And that's what he does.
That's what he does, is what he did, yes. Is what he's going to do, because that's the type of God we serve.
Absolutely. Yes.
And so about these actors, just so you guys know, again, this is going to be April the 20th, 4:20.
Yes.
There's that. So live your life, whatever, but bring your ass to this play, okay? So here's some of the actors. We have Aaron D. Spears, Darlene McCoy, shout out to our another Radio Bay too, Amber Tay. We have the privilege of meeting Stacey. Yeah, Dr. Stacey J. Yes, Johnson. Yes, put a ring on. What is it? She's a just date girl.
Yeah, just date girl.
Don't be a tall.
Put a ring on it.
Yes. So we appreciate that part. Very. Like, she kept it real.
She's
we had a very intimate moment with her, so we're excited to see her again. Jael the Great. She does a lot of work. I've been to a few of her projects. Diesel Matkins, Paris Bennett, Jillian Walzer. Oh, Jillian, she was so sweet. We got to also meet her at the media day. Yes. And she, I'm like, okay, girl, you better be doing your thing, too. Like, she'd be looking chill, and you finally, oh, well, here's my,
she was going, you better go, Jillian, girl.
But also, we have Charisma, sweet Charisma Lawrence, girl. Beautiful dancer. Like,
yeah, let me tell you, I got to tell you this. Yes. Bless, please.
Go ahead.
So, obviously, you know, that character, which people think is going to be a proper song, but it has to be a trained ballet dancer, because she's auditioning for Juilliard in a play, as part of the play. So I needed someone that was an incredible dancer, but an amazing actress. So girl, I hounded the ballet schools here for like 3 weeks.
No, that's right.
But I was just like calling, emailing, calling, like, I need, you know, this is what I need. And she had to be, you know, look a certain way, all the stuff to, you know, fit the story.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I was super, like, it took a lot of work, and the only person I got sent was
Wow.
And could that girl be more amazing?
Boy, because listen.
She told us that it aligned with her life a lot and everything. She was
so
like,
she's such an amazing actress that when she put on them shoes, people don't even think she's a real dancer.
I did not.
She gets up there and you like, what?
Yes,
who are
dancing.
You? Lady?
Flawless.
That girl.
Flawless. Yeah, that was a win. That was, again, you know, God divine, because baby girl has it.
She's amazing.
Alignment.
Yeah, she's amazing. So my cast is dope. Like,
yes.
Everybody's dope. Aaron coming in from L.A., you know, he's being Mary Jane.
Yes, that's exciting.
Aaron was the only one that wasn't.
He wasn't there, right?
Yes.
Okay, but I saw him. My friend Roger Piano, who was Brian in the last show.
Yes.
And he's played my lover. He interests.
He was good. Yeah. Like, he was good.
Friend.
We like him.
You know, his wife just had a little baby.
Okay.
So
He
gave me what he could. He couldn't do the full schedule, so he'd be like, can he put out jumping there and do that?
He still did good. He did a good job. He still did really good.
We have great chemistry. So we've been playing. He's been in my other shows.
That's right.
So we go back from L.A. Yeah. We both moved out here. But yeah, he's amazing. So he came and stepped in and did me a solid so I could get through the press day. But Aaron is phenomenal as well.
Yeah.
And I mean, he really is. Like,
no,
he's that cool, like, his swagger with it.
Yeah, you be like.
It's like, okay then.
I watched him in the Black Hamptons. That's where I think I got introduced to him, and I thought he was good from there.
Awesome. Andy know her shows. You better know your shows, Andy.
I'm a showgirl. Not gonna lie.
No, he's awesome. I'm excited to feel his energy because we rehearse every week virtually.
Oh, it's gonna be so different. But it's gonna be so good. It's gonna amplify the damn. Y'all, listen. We're not just saying this just because this is like for real. Like when you think of pieces and you get so captivated by the story. Like again, I know I be dramatic as hell, but no, this is for real. Even Indy agreed. Like it's a really impactful play that is gonna resonate. You're gonna go through the roller coaster of emotions. You know, you're gonna get excited. You're gonna be like, and then you're gonna be like. All those emotions are coming out. So I'm telling you, like, get your tickets now, April the 20th. You can head over to her website, Kinique Sky. Let me spell that because it's real cute.
Yes, thank
you. K-I-N-N-I-K. Kinique Sky, SKY.com. She has this beautiful little... See, this is how I know she's a creative. Like, even just when you go to the website, it's a fire, and then it's boom, the logo. I love that. You know, I'm a PR girl, so I do this. But yeah, go to the website, get your tickets, because, baby, you don't want to miss this.
Yeah. And don't. And I have another, maybe last question, but I know that the story itself is similar for, with the characters, but is there any of the actors that were in this that were in pieces?
Yes, so Jael the Great was in pieces.
Okay.
Diesel Matkins was in pieces. Jillian Walzer was in pieces.
Okay.
And then, like I said, the Brian that you saw,
he was the original Brian.
He was the original Brian.
Okay, great. Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah. So this is like a family that's coming back together again.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Great. Like I said, you know, I chemistry. Really, you know, I love the people that I chose, and I think they're incredibly dynamic, but I've had some amazing actors come through. I've had some amazing actors over the years.
Yeah,
all of my actors have gone on to do amazing things, series regular, you know, they're doing amazing. So I have a great eye for talent. But this time I was a little more strategic with people, and Amber was in Sunday Morning, my very first show, Amber Ty. Oh,
wow. Okay, that's what she was in.
Yeah, she's from Country
Wayne. Yeah, that's Country Wayne.
Yeah, her character was
in my very first show back 2 years ago. You know what I mean?
Yeah, she was great.
Yeah, so she's great.
And yeah, she's great.
And people are going to be shocked to see that she's a real actress. Because, you know, yes. The kids are like, you know, but she's a real actress. So, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Well, listen, we are ready for it. The last thing I want to say, people are going to be like, oh, my God, how can I be a part? Because a lot of people listen, and when we have directors, writers, producers on the show, they sometimes send us DMs like, are they looking for things? So since you say, like, you know, you are an acting coach by trade, like, you do this for a living.
Yes, I've been an acting coach for ABC, Mixed Dish on ABC, 2 seasons, Disney, 2 seasons. I was the only second ever black instructor for the Lee Strasberg Institute. I coach in London, like.
Run the receipts. There's no such thing as humble in these play. We don't use
that.
That
was another thing that happened that I had no clue about. And then my very first job was with freaking ABC. I was like,
that's dope.
Y'all got the wrong. Like, I'm not an acting coach. Like, what is y'all talking about?
But God said,
hello.
It's called favor.
Exactly.
Favor.
So my first job was with the Ish series with Kenya Harris.
Yeah.
That is so dope.
Your first job. We can go on and on about this. Big people.
Like, that doesn't happen.
It was crazy.
We ain't gonna say it was luck. It was say it was, you know, God's
it. Baby, I showed up the first day like this.
I would be nervous too. Like, I'm gonna blow this.
And then I was like, by day two, I was like, I'm bored for this.
Yeah. I belong here.
This is what I do.
Yeah.
And they literally, now that's what I do privately for myself. Like, all my students are my private coaching students. So.
Yes.
It turned into a whole thing because the people on the set of Mixed Dish were like the people that work there that watched me work with the kids. They were like, we want you to, we'll pay you double, come teach ours.
Yeah.
And so that they made me start my own private coaching business.
What's my girl, the twin girl that's growing up now? That wore the glasses from Mixed Dish. No. Mixed Dish was the one where it's Tracy Ellis' story.
Yes.
I think it was Blackish because.
Yara Shahiri?
I just love how she's just blossoming. But okay, yeah, Mixed-ish. That's where my guy. I can't think
Michael
of the
Michelle
dad.
Was the little cutie.
Tika Sumter.
Yeah, that
Tika
looked like Steph Curry's daughter.
Tika Sumter.
Huh?
Yeah, Tika Sumter.
Yeah. Yeah. Sweet Soror.
Yes.
But that's just dope. And that's why I wanted to say, because I know listeners even more so, like, oh my God, what do I need if I wanted to be a part of her play? So as a acting coach, director, creative in general, what are some things that sets people apart that you're like, you know what, I'm making use them? What are some things you can maybe give tips for people?
I just, you know, just be about the work, right? Be about really a student of the craft. Always get caught doing the work. So don't be so focused on, like, the end goal necessarily. Because even with my students, I tell them, don't worry about booking the job. Book the room.
Mm-hmm.
Be so amazing that you're undeniable. And then it's like, who is that? Versus like, oh, I gotta have this job. No, I'm gonna come and drop the mic. And y'all know where to find me.
Yes.
Like, that's where you have to live as an actor. Because you cannot wait on the validation of this industry. Because so many things about the casting process and how they choose people have
nothing to do with the talent.
Nothing.
Literally.
So you can't be about that. You just have to be about the work. Show up. Be willing, have a great work ethic, be able to be directed, be professional, be on time, all the basics, all the easy stuff that some people tend to miss. You know what I mean? So, like, just do the work and definitely understand that this is a business and you are a business. You're, you know, the business of acting, I call it being an actorpreneur.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
you're in your own brand, you're your business. You know what I mean? So, handle it in that way. So, I'm always looking for great talent. I have a open email called casting4show@yahoo. So casting, the number 4, and the word show, casting4show@yahoo. Where I love to get talent submissions and, you know, see who's out there because, you know, we're going to keep this thing going.
No, you're going to keep this thing going.
Yes.
Guys, we love it. Get your tickets again, April the 20th. Peace be still.
Peace be still on stage, people. Atlanta, I need you to show up. Like, this is amazing entertainment that's right here in your backyard. There's no reason for you to know about this and not come. Because exactly. I do give a money-back guarantee. If Peace be still does not move you,
they ain't gonna say
for
that.
Your money back. Tell me it didn't move you.
And don't lie.
Tell me you weren't entertained.
Right.
Tell
don't
me
lie.
You could figure it out.
So you won't be getting your money back based on what I saw. So head over to KinikSky.com. Head over to KinikSky.com, get your tickets, and how can they follow you?
My name, KINNIKSKY. But also the tickets are on peacebestillonstage.com.
Oh, yes.
Peace Be Still On Stage. They're also on TheBeyonceOfTheater.com.
Okay. Oh, girl, you was giving fabulous, girl.
The Beyonce of Theater. And then you can also go to Georgia Tech First Center for the Arts. You can go to their box office as well.
Yeah. You are just... I just love it.
Sold
out
shows.
Because you give, like, glamorous, like, oh, my God, I'm so pretty, because you are. But you also got, like, I'm the homegirl, like, the girl next door.
Oh,
what's
yeah.
up, boo?
I'm definitely that.
Those are the best kind. Sorry, Andy, to cut you off.
Oh, no. I was just shouting out. Sold out dates. We putting it in the air.
Oh, speak
like,
life.
You know what I mean?
Sold out.
Speak life.
Sold out
life.
Dates. Period.
Yes.
Speak All right.
Life.
So, Kanique, we definitely appreciate your time today, because, again, you've been on 100%. A media tour, media run, and we thank you for stopping by Black Educated and Broke. Because you popping. And we just trying to help make you, everybody know in Atlanta.
Everybody knows,
poppin',
right?
So get these damn tickets.
Yes, don't worry tickets, about people. Who's who's now.
Yes.
The who's who is Kanique Sky, okay?
Are you,
you better show up.
I got to drop the mic. See y'all later.
Peace.